One halacha in the laws of Eruv Tavshilin that we started to talk about yesterday. The halacha says that in the Eruv Tavshilin that we prepare before Yom Tov, there should be one baked food, which traditionally during the year we use a piece of bread, or in Pesach we would use a matzah, which is baked. And there should be also one cooked food. Now the cooked food that generally the custom that the people use is a hard-boiled egg, which is cooked. The reason why they got that minhag is because in the olden days where they didn't have, let's say, refrigeration, so a cooked egg is something that's able to stay fresh for at least a few days. However, Hakam Ovadia writes in Hazon Ovadia on page Resh Pe'alef that today that we have refrigeration, it's better to use something that's more hashuv for the Eruv Tavshilin, namely a cooked piece of fish or a piece of meat that is cooked. You could put it in a bowl or a plate and leave it in the refrigerator. That is considered more hashuv, and that would be the preferred way to make the Eruv Tavshilin. Although, if a person uses an egg, of course, it is legitimate, but we're talking about the best way to do the mitzvah. But it should be noted that those that use a hard-boiled egg should not peel it, because the halakha says that if you leave a peeled egg overnight, the Gemara says in Nida on Yud Zayin that it is sakana, and therefore you should not eat it. And really the Eruv Tavshilin has to be ra'ui to eat on Yom Tov. And therefore if a person makes Eruv Tavshilin on a Thursday out of a hard-boiled egg that he peeled and he left it overnight, therefore already by Friday morning, which is Yom Tov, it's not ra'ui to eat. Therefore it would not be legitimate. You should not use it. Unless a person made egg salad or something like that where it's mixed with other ingredients. Therefore, la halakha, if you're using an egg, you should use it again in its shell, and then on Yom Tov itself, it's not easy to eat because you can peel it. The question was asked in the halakha as well, using non-egg item or not a piece of meat or fish, can you use other cooked items? The halakha says, any item that's cooked or roasted or poached, all those items are permissible to use for Eruv Tavshilin. The case there was a person, all he had was a can of tomato sauce. Now the can of tomato sauce, the tomato sauce is cooked. And therefore if a person didn't have an egg or any other item, he could take the piece of matzah, a piece of bread, a can of tomato sauce, and that's considered a cooked item, no problem. For that matter, items that are pickled are considered like they're cooked. So a guy could take a pickle, technically, or a can of pickles, and use that for his Eruv as well with the piece of bread or the matzah. There is a condition that Hakam Avadia brings, that the item that you're using as the cooked item should be something that's normally eaten with bread. In our case, we said a pickle, you usually eat it with a bread, let's say, or maybe you have a sauce you put on the bread, but let's say cooked farina or wheat like that, that's not eaten with bread, that would not be valid for the Eruv Tavshilin. Last question, Hakam Ben Sion discusses something very interesting in Ordet Sion Helek Gimal on page 215. He holds that you can make Eruv Tavshilin using milk that was pasteurized, because he holds that the pasteurization is considered as if it was cooked, and if it was considered a cooked item. So a guy takes a quart of milk, he puts it in the refrigerator for his Eruv. Now this is a big debate if pasteurization is considered cooked or not. Hakam Ben Sion, when he talks about the final meal that you eat before Tisha B'Av, where you're only allowed to have one cooked item, he holds if you have milk, that's your cooked item, because he holds it's cooked. Hakam Avadia argues and says pasteurization is not considered cooked. Cooked means something that it changes its form. It does something to the food, from raw to cook. Masha'ekin, pasteurization, it's the same milk. They're just heating it up in order to kill the germs and the bacteria. Such a type of cooking, which doesn't make a change in the actual item itself, is not considered bishul. So seemingly, according to Acham Avadia's logic, it should follow suit that you should not be able to use milk for Eruv Tavshirin, since he does not consider it cooked. Maybe there's a difference between the two cases, but the ma'aseh, one should refrain just to be safe. So again, let's review. Egg is permissible so long as it is with the shell, preferably something else that's more hashuv, like cooked fish or cooked piece of meat. The halakha, one can use any cooked item, like we said, a can of cooked food, like a sauce, tomato sauce, or even pickles that are kavush, that would be permissible as well. Regarding milk products that are pasteurized, it would seem it's a machlok at Acham ben Sion and Acham Avadia, and the ma'aseh one should be mahmir not to use those items for his eruv tafshirin.